So first of all, thank you so much for treating us to that exclusive preview of the Bat Out of Hell musical. What does it mean to you, Meatloaf? Obviously, after all this time, knowing that this was the dream of your friend to put this on the stage, and now you're seeing it with your own eyes.
Oh, it for Jimmy, because I love him dearly. I know what it means to him, because any time you've been with anybody for 42 years, imagine being married to your husband or your wife or whatever for 42 years and their dream coming true. How would you feel as their partner? It's your dream as well, but it's enormous.
I guess it's quite emotional, as you said. Like, how would you feel? The emotions must be crazy, just sort of knowing that that's been achieved and we're about to have it exclusive in Manchester, of all places.
Yeah, it's not over. I mean, it's just starting. Just because the music has been out there and Jimmy started it. The opening song was the first on the new album, Braver Than We Are, was the first song he ever wrote. And he wrote it at the age of 19. Called Who Needs the Young. Now, if anybody sits down and reads those lyrics and tries to put themselves in the space of where they were at the age of 19, will understand the pure genius of this man. Because I can't think of another person that could write that song at the age of 19, unless it would be inside McCartney or Lennon.
How much pressure is on you to sing these amazing songs and you're obviously doing the world premiere in Manchester? I mean, it's must be so exciting, but you must be feeling quite a few emotions to go with that.
It's a thrill beyond a thrill. It's a dream come true in so many ways. I mean, I can relate to Paradise by the Dashboard Light back when I was a teenager and my dad first played it for me. So now to have grown up a little and to keep experiencing these songs and seeing how they change so consistently and how the truths seem to almost morph and evolve as you increase in age is just such a treat. And to bring this to Manchester, I mean, I love this place and I've only been here for a day, so.
Oh, you should never grow up. Get a car, get a convertible, find a girl, get out to the park.
What are your thoughts on Manchester then, apart from we speak too fast?
Oh, I've been coming to the first show I ever did was in Manchester in 1978. And I can't tell you how many times I played the G-Max. I can't tell you how many times we played the arena. We recorded a live show at the arena. Manchester, to be perfectly honest with you, is one of the few towns that I ever go to that the band can actually get me out of my room. Because I'm so disciplined that when I'm doing a show, I stay in my room, I don't talk, I don't do anything. Because what counts is the people that spent the 49, 59, 69 pounds the next night. They're the people that matter. And so Manchester, I don't stay out long, but they will get me to go to dinner, or Manchester's the only town that think anybody can ever get me to go out in.
That's amazing. As a tribute to Manchester. Finally, I was just going to say as well, really, why Manchester then for the world premiere? Is it because of the music heritage, or why out of everywhere in the world have you chosen Manchester?
I can't answer that, and I don't think he can either. I can guess, and my guess is Manchester is the first town that we played in when we came to do Bat Out of Hell for the first time. And my second guess is that they need to do previews and they need to rehearse, edit, make things streamlined so that they flow properly, and it's cheaper than London.
Great answer.